If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, I've gotten very few fishing reports from Keweenaw Bay recently, so let's get on the horn here and see if we can get a hold of Steve from Indian Country Sports in downtown Lawrence. See what's up. Hopefully he's not too busy.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. It's Adam from The Outdoor Show. You got a second?
Morning, Adam. Yep.
Well, I'm glad to get a chance to talk to you a little bit today. I haven't gotten any fishing reports from Keweenaw Bay recently. I just figured, you know what? It's about time we talk to Steve again.
You know, fishing right now, the lake trout bobbers are doing fairly well, fairly deep. But it's really the only thing other than maybe some panfish and bass inland that's going all right. The salmon fishing has been quite tough. We just had a major mayfly hatch everywhere. So most all of the fish are quite well fed. And there's a lot of tourists around here saying, well, how come fishing's tough right now? I said, well, it's July and August. The lake trout, the deep stuff, is what's the primary thing that's going on right now.
And that carries you through the summer.
It does. The other night, there was a bunch of salmon on the shoreline, and they were raising and boiling and bubbling everywhere. And, boy, people were looking at, how can we get these? Well, they were out casting in them, and there were cohos jumping everywhere in 5 and 10 feet of water.
Really?
But there was a mayfly hatch on. All over the shoreline around here, everybody's seen it. This was, I think, the 4th of July evening, right before fireworks are going off. That afternoon, there was a major mayfly hatch. The temperature must have got right. But no one could catch one. Everybody said, what happened? I said, well, first off, I think you're going out there and trying to get your little boy to eat a bowl of broccoli when he got a bowl of ice cream in his hand. It's not going to happen. So, they're here, but they just got fed too well.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where the deep water stuff doesn't get affected so much.
So they're out there, Bob, and how deep of water are they out there for lake trout?
There's guys fishing anywhere from 150 and as deep as 250. But there's several boats been in today already that were out in 180, 210, 220, and did
really
very, very, very well. That's the one fishing that doesn't slow down. Unfortunately, some of the others do in the middle of the summer, like the salmon definitely do right now.
Right.
And the walleyes out in a big lake right now definitely do also.
Hmm. Well, could you point some folks toward a direction of, you know, off of Pequaming or anything like that, or for the lake trout?
Pretty much, I would say Pequaming out toward Point Abbey, Big Reef, Huron Islands.
Okay.
You know, it's the bigger water, the open water right now where they're doing better.
All right.
Not so much right in here in the bay. We had some fellows out here the other night, though. They went out with their boat, and they were going to watch the fireworks in the bay, and they were in 180 feet of water, just parked out in the middle of the bay. And while they were watching the fireworks, they dropped the bobbing line down. They got seven fish until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
they sat out there from fireworks time till 1 in the morning and got their limit of fish.
That's phenomenal. I love
it. It doesn't happen often that they bite at night, but sometimes they do. And they said, well, once you're sitting here and it's a 70-degree night and it's glass calm, we might as well.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So,
that's pretty cool. So
yeah.
Big jigs.
It's July and August. It's vacation time, and we love to see everybody fishing, but it's a little trickier right now than it is sometimes in early spring and late fall.
Sure. So big jigs, cut bait, frozen smelt?
Primarily, yep.
Okay. Same old,
pretty
same
much.
Old.
Same old as always.
Steve, thank you so much. We really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Adam. You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Steve from Indian Country Sports in downtown Lawrence. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103 WFXD.